Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time it may be where you are. Hope you're feeling great. I'm feeling great today, weekend time. So this is series 2, episode 1, and we're calling this one Changes. Oh my gosh, there's so many changes and change happening right now. People are calling things the new normal, lockdown lifestyle, so many different hashtags because we in this thing, y'all. We in it knee deep. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to go into London again. It was 93 degrees, which is quite hot. It's like 35. So it was really hot. Everybody was sort of out in town. King's Cross was really buzzing. The restaurants, the shops, people had dining al fresco. I was in a small village as well. People were in the middle of the square dining al fresco, dining because we can't go inside of the restaurants right now. And the only solution for restaurants to make money and people to still have a dining experience was in the village where I live, was to open up the square a bit more to the restaurants where they set up tables and they sort of had canopies over it if you wanted to be in the shade or without. And you just would pick a menu from which restaurant you wanted to get your food from, what type of food you wanted. And it was really great because the city, the town was really buzzing. It drew everyone into one place, into the center. And that's a change really for here because people here are very, they don't really hang out with each other. I've never seen it, you know, like that. I mean, like on the weekends, I take that back to a point because we had like a small little monthly event where we would have food in the square and everybody would come to the square and get the food and we would do that. But this is the first time I've like seen it like in the middle of the day, in the afternoon. I mean, our parks, everybody is participating in town because we have to make do with, you know, our city, which is a great town. You know, I've always loved this town. And it's kind of, it reminds me like how I grew up anyway in America and Gary. I mean, we used the city of Gary for where what we wanted to do, where we wanted to go, because that's what we fought for, was to have that city to be able to live in, work in, experience like the parks, the beach, you know, everything. And for some reason, people seem, you know, kind of to go away to Spain or different places here. But due to COVID, it's kind of changed that. And people are really, really more community and stuff. And that I saw that on a whole nother level, which is really good. Change. Oh, my gosh. Today, the clubs were supposed to open, should I say, restaurant music live venues. But at the last minute, I don't know, the prime minister decided to say, nope, can't have it. So a lot of people spent a lot of money preparing to do those things. And they had already drawn back on numbers, say like a place like Ronnie Scott's that holds, I don't know, 200 people or something like that, was down to only to have 80 people or 90 people with their capacity. Other places where their capacity is like 500 had to put the numbers down to 150. And they had made these allocations and set up everything. And then he pulled, I mean, on like yesterday, the day before, in the afternoon, just an announcement, bam, nope, no fun. So yesterday, I saw the young people, and I mean like 18 to 26 or 30 maybe, younger than that, 18 to about 26, 28. They were out enjoying themselves like it's like a playground in a way for that age. And everybody really in King's Cross, and they had the stairs with the ice lollies, looked like they were melting. Everyone gathered there, live music outside. It was really, really nice to see and to experience because it really helps the mental health. A lot of us are suffering because we can't get out. Change. So we're talking about change in this new series 2, episode 1. I'm Kim Mazzell. This is Young Hearts Run Free, my podcast. Stay tuned for part 2. Hello, this is Kim Bazell, and you're listening to Young Hearts Run Free, my podcast, series two, episode one, part two. Yeah, that's how that goes. And series two is about change. It's a lot of changes going on. It's what I was just saying. We're in the summer season. We're in the Leo season. I am a Leo, and I am having a big birthday this month. Really super excited. It may not be how I wanted it to be, you know, due to COVID. I'm not able to travel to go to where, you know, I wanted to celebrate, etc. But, you know, love the one you with, as the song goes, and be happy where you are. I've got friends, and just will probably have like a small afternoon lunch someplace really nice. And, you know, God willing, it'll be really, really good, and just a small group of friends, and that's all good. It was gonna be good no matter which situation we were in, because life is what you make it, isn't it? And as we're dealing with the new normal and this new lockdown lifestyle, and wear your mask, it's okay not to wear your mask, social distance, blah blah blah, are you woke or not, and all this other stuff. Child, I've been woke a long time, if that's what you're talking about. But you know, it's going with the flow, going against the grain. It's all this different kind of stuff going on. But there is a change, and the change is here. The change has been in motion for quite a long time. If you are conscious, you were watching it and moving along and preparing yourself best you could. This was just like a big blast just to throw us into this. So we're almost 6 months in, I think, now. Oh, dear. Wow, we rolling with it. But I'm so proud of like the young people. I've been watching young people like sort of deal with it. I mean, it's an amazing time to be alive right now. We're actually witnessing the crossover of how they change society. We're in it. We're watching the change right before our eyes. It's like we're in the dryer cycle going, you know, around in the tumble dryer. We're the sock going around, whatever. Maybe that's not a good analogy, but I'm just saying, you know, we're witnessing this change. I was listening to a gentleman, I think he lives in Africa, in the Gambia or something, and he was saying when they got their independence, they didn't really understand what had gone on. All he remembers is that, because he was a child, so I have to, at the time when it happened, he's an older elder now, explain it. He said, you know, one minute, you know, they were driving on the left-hand side of the street, whichever road the British drive on. Yeah, I think it's on the right-hand side. Whichever, you know what I'm saying? And then the next, like, week or so, they were driving on the opposite side of the road. So that was, like, a very big change. And people who were born after that didn't realize that they used to drive on the same side of road as the Brits. But they no longer do that. So that is something. So as we're going through this change, and as they're trying to force us, because, you know, quite a lot of us we're not having it. We're just like, wait a minute, you can't just do that. We're a generation that remembers how life is supposed to go, or, you know, we don't mind upgrades, but it's just this switch, this like, okay, this big switch. Let's throw everybody in the house, and when they come out, we will have changed the game on them. We're not really having it. And even the younger generation, those that are 18, 15, 16, 17, 18, they're not really having it either. The really young kids, obviously, they'll be brought up in the age of electronics, in the age of AI and all this other stuff and surveillance and all of that. But right now we're kind of like, I was looking, it was Chuck D's birthday. He's a Leo too, Leo season, and he was singing Fight the Power. So it's a bit of that. So just keep your focus. Keep your focus, be happy. Let's try to find solutions and help each other deal with this transitional period, and find out where we fit. Mental health, we've got to really watch that as we go through this cambio, this change. We really have to monitor that. But I just want to just kind of touch it a little bit. I'll go into a bit more depth when I do the next episode. This is Kim Bazell. You're listening to Young Hearts Run Free. Change.